Rufka. President Václav Klaus says that this term of office will be his last, even if the country introduces direct election of the head of state by 2013, when his current term ends. Few can imagine Czech politics without a man who has been one of its central figures, for better or for worse, for 20 years. To discuss the statement and the possible future of the president's political career, I spoke with political analyst Petr Just, who I began by asking if he was surprised that the president doesn't harbor ambitions for a third term.
Well, it's not surprising much. First of all, we still have in a constitution the term limits for two consecutive terms, and if the constitution doesn't change, then Václav Klaus will be unable to seek the third term. But even if he would be able to seek a third term, I think that he already did so many strange things that it would be quite hard for many of his past electors to give him their vote again.
Well, but in terms of polls, he's quite popular, actually. He could have a good chance of being re-elected if direct elections were to be instated, no?
Well, the public opinion polls are not showing popularity of Václav Klaus as a person, but Václav Klaus as the holder of the office of the president. And it has been quite frequent in the Czech Republic and previously also in Czechoslovakia, not only during the First Republic, but also during communism, that the office of the president was quite prestigious. And everybody who held the office of the president had more popularity than he would have as a personality.
Well, he seems to be enjoying himself in the office of president. Could you imagine him leaving the presidency only to go into another executive role in politics?
Václav Klaus is a very active politician, and he is in a good physical conditions as well. So I suppose that after leaving the office of the president in 2013, he definitely will not want to leave politics at all. There are speculations about new parties that he should found or refound. But this is all speculations now, because it's still 3 years to go, and I think that these speculations will, of course, be more intensive as his term is going to head closer to its expiration.
Well, one last question. He's also a long-term strategist, and he's notedly unhappy with the course of the party that he started, the Civic Democrats. Could you imagine there already being a strategy in his mind of somehow getting back to ODS, to the Civic Democrats?
Actually, when he was running for the second term, in case he wouldn't be re-elected in 2008, I think it would be quite possible that he would then return to the party and try to get back the party leadership. But I'm not sure whether now, in this situation, because in the 1.5 year from the elections made a turbulent changes in Klaus versus ODS relationship, so I don't know if such situation Václav Klaus would even return back to ODS, but of course it's still an open issue, but I would see it less possible.
Political analyst Petr Just on the post-presidential life of Václav Klaus.